Ladies and gentlemen, we present a radio program in English.
I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
And now, on London Taxi Radio, it's the Mick the Brit broadcast with Mick the Brit, broadcasting from a secret location south of the river. And here's your host,
Mick the Brit.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ah, there you are. Thank you very much for seeking us out here on the Mick the Brit broadcast. And yes, we have observed several weeks of radio silence. However, that time was put to good use because we've reconfigured the Mick the Brit broadcast studio and the LTR studio here. So things were a bit flat until things start picking up again. So as a result of that, we're going to have a review of last year, starting with this. And now, 2018 in review. And what a year it was, including the World Cup. Well, 2018 started bang on time, midnight, December the 31st. Before we knew it, it was January the 3rd, and we were ticking the days off until the 11th, and went on ticking them off until the end of the month. Imagine our surprise when February appeared out of nowhere. I have no doubt, like us, most of you noticed the change when February turned into March. A month packed full of days from start to finish. As we expected, the next month to arrive was April, which promised to be a bit longer than February had been. However, May turned out to be a bit longer still, which should have come as no surprise. Friends and relations no doubt all shared our experience on June the 1st, when a brand new month began. Like all of you, we find it hard to describe our feelings on these occasions. June the 7th dawned bright and early, a trend that was to continue for the rest of the month. We were ready and waiting for July, when it put in its usual appearance, and we all thought it might as well be summer. Well, I see I'm beginning to run out of time here, so there's only a bit more time to give a brief mention to August and September, but towards the end of the year, we spent time with October again. And not for the first time. Shortly before October the 31st, we were delighted to hear that November was on the way. It arrived safely. We rounded off the year nicely with a full traditional 31-day December. Who knows what this year will bring? And there you have it. 2018 in review. There's not been too much voice action on LTR VOC. However, our good friend Mr. Paul Bond, he's supplied this for us very recently and some food for thought.
So, folks, it looks like this year's going to be just as mad and as boss-eyed as last year. So, apparently 30 times the amount of particulates if you travel on the underground than you have in the most polluted streets in the city. So these so-called 40,000 deaths a year, we're not the murderers. It's the tube. The Central Line, the Northern Line, the Rock Island Line. What else is going on? What it proves is that they grab any kind of cod science pseudo-statistic to prove or disprove anything they like. You know, you've got them flip-flopping around TfL in their usual rabbit-in-headlight ways about Crossrail. You've got them, oh, LPG... no chance, that's not the answer. Now, all of a sudden, it's the answer to Euro 5. What on earth is going on here? You know, we could probably try and pin the blame on Khan, but Khan just does what he's told, you know, and we can try and talk about Heidi High, Alexander, you know, who's just completely in the cyclist pocket. But actually, it all goes back to onside Mike. And onside Mike isn't onside at all, as we know. But what we need to do is spend this year making their life as awkward as possible. They make ours.
A bit of a teaching this morning about the cross-border stuff and the Deregulation Act and the recent Basildon cases. Well, Basildon have successfully prosecuted two drivers on a well-known private hire app for illegally applying for hire on the app in their area. Now, Uber's QC has maintained that they have a right to roam under the Deregulation Act. Well, that might be true, but the Deregulation Act says that a booking can only be subcontracted, i.e. passing the baton, from a licensed operator to another one. Uber isn't a licensed operator in Basildon, so if the booking emanates in Basildon, then that can't be done. So they're playing fast and loose, and what should be happening now is TfL's licensing officer should be speaking to Basildon's licensing department and then going back to Uber and saying, you have permitted or assisted in the commissioning of an offence and you are no longer a fit and proper person to hold a licence in Transport for London. That's what should be happening if they had an ounce of morality, but we all know the truth.
Oops. Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Bond. Some thought-provoking stuff there for the new year. Now, something I didn't get to at the end of November, beginning of December, because so much was going on, but it was the sad passing away of PY, Peter Young, somebody who I've met. I've met him at Jazz FM and also met him and knew him from Solar Radio, where I also worked. And sadly, he passed away, I think, on the 30th of November. And, well, I'm not going to rabbit on here. I think the best person to let us know what happened is Mr. Jeff Young.
This is Jeff Young. The news first reached me on the morning of the 2nd of November of the passing of my dear friend and colleague, Peter Young, the night before. Peter hadn't made it a secret that he'd been struggling with his health, which had caused him to finally stand down from his beloved Saturday afternoon show in summer 2017 after bouts of extended absence. He finally lost his battle against complications as a result of diabetes. Peter was a Jazz FM original, and his passing hit everyone hard, as you can hear from Chris Phillips when he announced it on air.
But some sad news to impart to you this afternoon, and that is that we've learned of the passing of one of our Jazz FM original presenters and a great friend to the radio station, a real master craftsman and a big voice in the music, and that is Peter Young, PY. PY the Pork Pie, as he was affectionately known, and I consider him a very good friend and mentor, as do many people from around Jazz FM. And I know as a Jazz FM listener, you'll know his name, you'll recognize his voice instantly, and you'll be appreciative of his contribution to championing music, both new and old. In particular, his music knowledge was just unsurpassable. So we put together a little montage of PY at his very best. You'll hear his character and his signature self-derision in this as we pay tribute to Peter Young.
Right, okay, you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Some jazzy madness from the 60s on the Jazz Cellar from the PY Show on JFM 102.2. Mongo's Santa Maria, 1964, from the album Mongo Explodes. I had the great pleasure of seeing him at the Jazz Cafe. I think it was last year. Absolute dynamite, still brilliant. Sweet Tater Pie was the track. Before it, it was Wes Montgomery in 1965, and his interpretation of the Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gem Going Out of My Head. And that's the title track of that album. McCoy Tyner kicked us off in 1964. That's a Japanese import on Impulse Records. If you're interested in tracking it down, the album McCoy Tyner plays Ellington. We heard It Don't Mean a Thing. If it ain't got that swing, we've got a couple of marathons coming right up.
Next Friday, the 22nd of September, JFM reclaims Jazz FM. It's about making a good thing great. We will be bringing you all the best in jazz, from blues, big band, dinner jazz, modern jazz, Cuban, smooth, township, funk, Latin, Pacific, bebop, R&B, New Orleans, acid, fusion, urban,
Samba Soul.
Bigger, wider, deeper, cooler. Jazz FM 102.2. Peter Young on JFM 102.2.
And a reminder that the JFM Music Store is here for you to handle all your musical wants and needs. They're here until 8 o'clock tonight and every day of the week, 8 till 8 on 0181 232 1212. So if there's anything you've heard today on the show or anything on JFM 24 hours a day, why not give them a ring? They'll send you the CD post free and it'll save you going round the high street and being looked at like you're from another planet. 0181 232 1212. And talking about other planets, this cannot be from planet Earth, it's so good. Quincy Jones, What's Going On? For my money, one of the most exciting tracks ever laid down. Come on down, Jimmy Ponder. Jimmy Ponder was on guitar, on tenor sax, it was Houston Person. Lonnie Smith on organ. Wynard Harper on drums. Sammy Figuero on congas and percussion. What a way to end the Jazz Cellar on the PY Funky Sunday afternoon. Before that, another marathon from the Smackwater Jack album in 1971, apart from the original by Marvin Gaye. That's my favourite version of What's Going On. Quincy Jones. We've got the Soul Cellar coming up soon, another giant edition today. But first of all, a few things from the more recent past. That's after this.
It's all aboard for the live jazz cruise with Brit at the Jazz Cafe. Proudly brought to you by JFM 102.2.
Always excellent value as well. Thank you, Greg. It's JFM at 2 minutes past five. The Soul Cellar's coming. First of all, a few tracks from the last few years. Starting with a track that first came out on the Walter and Scotty album and then on the current album by The Whispers. This is Heaven. Carlene Anderson, the straight ahead mix of Mama Said from the now extremely rare Dusky Sappho EP from 1993. Definitely the best mix of that tune before it, but we couldn't do a final PY show on a Sunday afternoon without including the great Sam Dees, and that's his original recording, recently made available on the album Second to None on Kent of Cry to Me. And we started with Walter and Scotty from the album My Brother's Keeper and Heaven. JFM 102.2, we're investigating the contents of the Soul Cellar right after this.
Be tempted by the temptations. The Temptations, featuring Dennis Edwards, playing all the hits of the Soul Extravaganza for one night only on October the 3rd at the Grand in Clapham. Tickets are just £10. Get yours now by calling 0171-344-0044. Can't miss Temptations, October the 3rd at the Grand in Clapham. Proudly brought to you by JFM 102.2. Peter Young's Soul Cellar on JFM 102.2.
Say this is a big fat town, but I know where the soul is at. The sound of Soul City.
And we start the Soul Cellar with a bit of sad news today. The death of Ronnie White has recently been announced. He was a founder member of the Miracles with them right from the beginning in 1956. He's died of leukemia at the age of 57. Let's remember the Miracles and Ronnie White.
Sweeping across the nation.
Three on the Soul Cellar in memory of the late Ronnie White, baritone vocalist with the Miracles, who's died at the age of 57. From 1962, You've Really Got a Hold on Me. In 64, it was a number that he co-wrote with other members of the Miracles, including Smokey, of course, Come On, Do the Jerk. That's been a favourite of mine for many years. And we started with From Head to Toe, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 1965 for the late Ronnie White. JFM 102.2, it's PY with the final Soul Cellar on a Sunday afternoon. Max in Ilford has called up, wants a special record for his friend Claudette. Claudette, the message is he can't wait to see you tomorrow, and he loves you lots and lots and lots. I think this could be appropriate, actually. The Knight Brothers and Temptations About to Get Me.
Another day go.
Well, I shall certainly miss my old chum Campbell Burnap on a Sunday night. I mean, let's face it, what can you say about Jules Holland that hasn't been said in open court? Campbell Burnap pleads the headaches, and he's available for 27 and 6 a square yard. This is Peter Young. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on Friday.
News on JFM 102.2.
For 6 o'clock news, this is Susan Bookbinder.
The late, great P.Y., the pork pie. Also known as Pease Pottage Pete, because he also was at Radio Mercury. And he had a partner. Her name was Elaine, and he always used to refer to her as Hang Elaine Elaine. I was just blessed being with another dear departed friend, Dave Gregory, who was my radio mentor. And more often than not, I would go into the studio with that morning's papers in the early hours of the morning, or midnight, just after midnight. And PY, more often than not, would be there prepping for his show, checking his cubbyhole, his to see what had been sent in, so he was fully up to speed. And it was just a delight to be there with Dave Gregory and PY and having a few laughs. And, it was magical. And there was a time when Dave Gregory and PY, they put on a gig on a Sunday night down the King's Road. And so I said to my wife at the time, Mary, come on, we're going out. And we went to a little club off the King's Road. Well, no, it was on the King's Road. Down in a basement, and they put on a little jazz sort of funk night there. And when I walked in, PY was at the bar, and he said, oh, hello, big, like a drink. So he bought me a drink. He went off, and afterwards, while the gig was going on, I went back to the bar to get another drink, and the barman said, oh, so you know PY then? I said, well, sort of. He said, well, he bought you a drink. And apparently, it's not something he often did. So I guess he likes me. So, and then I would be, on a Sunday afternoon, I'd ring him up. Hello, PY, how you doing? All right, all right. I said, no, it's sounding good, mate. He said, sounds all right, does it, Mick? Wow, he's asking me if his show sounds all right. All right. It's more than all right. It's brilliant. And then there was a time when I was in a different life. I was in America, out in the truck. I knew he'd be on the air, so I'd phone in. Now, we didn't have internet in those days, so I couldn't hear the show, but I just knew he'd be there because I was feeling homesick, so I'd phone in and say, well, Pete, I'm out on a out in the truck in the middle of nowhere, and I was just thinking of you being a Sunday. And, yeah, he always answered the phone, and he was always good value there. So, rest in peace, PY. All right, let's do this. I've also been archiving my cassettes and my mini discs, and I came upon this. You heard me refer to a previous life when I lived in America. When I first got into radio, it was in America. I bought a couple of hours of airtime from the radio station. Once you'd done that, you could do with it whatever you want. Now, that would never happen here, certainly not on terrestrial radio, but I was on a little station called Tan Talks, 1340 AM. Now, it wasn't very big, it was very low powered. In fact, you could just about hear it at the back of the parking lot there. But that's where I sort of got into radio and did my own thing. And from that, I got to meet Cigar Dave. And well, as they say, the rest is history. But it's all good stuff for your CV. So when you come back to the UK, you can say, well, I did this, 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 and this. And that's how it goes. So hence why I ended up on Solar Radio. Thanks to Dave Gregory, really, because he sort of recommended me. But that was after he did this with me. So here's a bit of a radio show called The Best of British with Mick the Brit, which I did, and with a bit of help from Dave Gregory in London. Enjoy.
Radio Bits with Mick the Brit.
Talk 1340, WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Live from Tampa Bay, it's the Best of British with Mick the Brit.
How you doing? 2:01 Saturday, the 25th of July. Good afternoon. Mick the Brit here with the Best of British. A very good afternoon to you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You're very welcome for a couple of hours of British stuff. And in a packed programme today, we'll be linking live with our man in London. That's around about 2:20 this afternoon. We've got some interviews with the Tampa Bay Mutiny, who are playing tonight at home at the Hooligan Stadium against the Colorado Rapids. And there's also a concert afterwards by La India, which is a Latino star. Oh, yes. We'll also have some Tier 3, hopefully, possibly. Some comedy, you on the phones, and a whole lot more. And yes, I didn't get any visitors last week around to my apartment to shoot me. And there was no headlines in the paper either saying that Mick the Brit was shot because he was passive and in bed. Must say good afternoon to Mr. Reg Neck of Clearwater. Forgot the weather. Well, you pretty much know it by now. Probably a 20% chance of a shower somewhere or other. Temperature, around about the low 90s. Tomorrow, pretty much read the same as today. Chance of a shower somewhere or other. Other than that, oh, it's awful.
This is WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete.
Stood still on a highway, I saw a woman.
Oh yeah, Cleopatra and Life Ain't Easy. You hear them here You hear them first, and you'll probably hear that on another radio station near you, probably in about 6 months' time. But remember where you heard it first, on The Best of British. And that one, pretty big in the British chart, not so long ago. And we're going to pause for the calls.
We'll be right back after this
word.
London Style Interiors, refurbishing and restoring restaurants and bars with craft skills passed down through generations. If you won't settle for anything less than Rolls-Royce hand-built quality, then look no further, because we're the bollocks. Visit our showroom today and see for yourself. We're at 6560 126th Avenue, North Largo. Telephone 813-539-7277. London Style Interiors. No worries.
Hello, this is Ian. I'm from Scotland. Why don't you come down to Green Streets and enjoy a nice...
If you want to know where to go...
What to do...
How to do it...
When to do it...
Listen every Friday morning from 7 to 9 to the Weekend Calendar Show.
Right here on AM 1340.
WTAN.
We're going to let you know where the concerts are...
What special events are going on...
Sporting events...
Things you can do with your kids.
Every Friday from 7 to 9, right here on AM 1340.
With...
The Ace...
And KC. So keep us tuned right here and put some fun in your weekend.
You are listening to the Best of British radio station, 1340 WTAN.
Dave Gregory.
Hello, London. Are you there?
Yes, this is your raving reporter from London.
Splendid. Go ahead, please, London.
Reporting for duty. Hello. It's that bloke from the Big Ben pub, isn't it?
Yes, it is. No, it's... Well, yes, it could be, yes.
It's that slimy limey geezer. How are you, mate?
All right, mate. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Hiya, Tampa. How you doing?
Hello, Dave.
Fortune in the sunshine. Actually, we got some of that. You sent some of it in our direction, obviously, because it's been beautiful here today.
Yes, it is. There you go, mate. That's especially for you.
Thank you very much. Well, I suddenly feel like an old newsreel.
Yes, I hope you got your dinner jacket on. or at best, a cravat, at least.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so how is it in London?
I've got a smoking jacket on, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Splendid. With talking in clip...
I'll just put it out. Hang on a second.
We're talking in clip tones, of course, Dave, because you are BBC Dave, aren't you? And
indeed, yes, absolutely.
And when one was huddled around the radio listening to yourself warm themselves on the valves, you could hear that sort of stuff on the radio, could you not?
Well, this is very true, yes. And in fact, it's not that long ago that us announcer chappies stopped wearing smoking jackets and dinner suits in front of the microphone. They've been a bit more lax of the beam lately. They've sort of standards have dropped, as you probably heard.
Yes.
And these chaps with strange shirts.
Straight shirts.
With no sleeves and...
Yes.
And denim...
Denim, pants. Yes. Oh.
Trousers are coming into the studio.
Denim trousers or pants, as they're also known. And, of course, some longer hair, I say, that goes below the neckline.
Yes.
The collar line, yes.
Absolutely.
And one or two beards, probably, as well. Anyway, Dave, how are you?
Although, I mean, you know, shaved heads are all the thing these days. I mean, in my day, the day is very definitely short back and sides at a parting, but shaved heads, I think.
Now, that could also be a possible Viagra user, because that is one of the side effects.
Oh, yes, Viagra. Now, there's a big debate going on this side of the pond this week as to whether the government should actually fund Viagra via the National Health to promote people's happiness. But there is a lobby saying, including your good Dr. Ruth, who is saying that this has nothing to do with happiness. This is purely physical and sexual pleasure we're talking about here, and the National Health Service do not intend to pay for that.
No, no. They just sort of pay for the results that could result from such passions.
Yes.
I.e. population.
Is it all right to stop talking with a plum in my throat?
I've got a golf ball in mine.
Oh, right.
Okay, Dave.
Have you had a spiffing week, by the way?
Yes, it has been. Actually, Dave, yes, it has. And, well, for me personally, I actually had a threat. Well, it wasn't a direct threat, but Mr. Reg Neck of Clearwater took it upon himself to invite Tampa Bay around to my apartment to come and kill me, because I'm being passive, you know, Dave, and just because I couldn't be bothered getting out of bed to face him, really, you know. I think it is case, though. I think...
Mr. Redneck?
Mr. Reg. Reg, not Redneck. Reg.
Oh, right, sorry.
Same difference, though, Dave. Funny you mentioned it, though. but anyway, see, what happened was we got into this debate after speaking to yourself about the right to carry arms, etc., which is a constitutional right over here. It's an amendment. And he was asking, how do we get on without guns? I said, well, jolly well, really, you know, it's not much of a problem. And he sort of felt safe.
You use blunt instruments, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
No, we shouldn't joke about it. Quite, guys, carry on. This
especially in view of today, yeah, with what happened yesterday in Washington. Now...
Yeah, it was pretty...
Yeah, I presume you got news of that over there, did you?
Oh, absolutely, all over the place, yeah.
Yeah. And basically, you know, he was saying, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a gun in case somebody breaks in. I mean, what are you going to do if somebody breaks in? Well,
if you've got a loaded gun, the chances are that you're going to use it eventually, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what he was working on. But he sort of felt safe. I said, well, what are the chances of that happening? I said, probably as much chance. I mean, obviously, no news is good news, so most of the stuff we hear about is the doom and gloom stuff. But statistically speaking, Dave, and you might bear me out on this, and you might have even spoken about this in the wee hours of the night when you are the voice of London with fellow Londoners, nocturnal Londoners.
Right.
And I said, what are the chances of that happening? You're probably as much chance of being struck by lightning. Now, we live in the lightning capital of the world here, and it doesn't stop me walking around, and we don't stop, you know, everyone doesn't walk around with lightning conductors strapped to them in case of.
Yeah.
So that was the basis I was working on. I said, of course, there's a police force that deal with that sort of stuff. But he just couldn't...
Sure, I guess it's not until you've had a gun poked in your face at point-blank range, I mean, literally shoved up your nostril, left nostril, that you really can taste the smell of fear. And I've spoken to people who've been through that experience, and happily haven't been there myself, and it's not very pleasant, and... it can affect you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that, yes. Obviously, a huge...
You haven't had the experience either.
No doubt.
Despite the fact that you were working in Britain's busiest capital late at night yourself at one stage.
Exactly. No, not experienced that. Although I have heard of colleagues that have.
Yeah, indeed.
But however... And also back in the UK, of course, the law, as the law stands, is you use enough force as necessary. But I think what Mr. Reg Neck was talking about was that, well, shoot now and ask questions later.
Right.
Which I think a judge would say, well, there's a lot of doubt there. How do you know that when faced with a gun that the accomplice would... He could have froze and thought, no, and had second thoughts, and you've not given him a chance to do that.
Right.
That's a possibility. So therefore, what right have you got to take somebody's life based on that? Which is what we're talking about. We're talking about the taking of somebody's life.
Sure. We could have a great long discussion.
Oh,
on this.
Yeah, and I mean, we could open
views,
up the...
I must, well, I, you know, you've touched on the subject now, so I will impart my
please,
views.
Please, your journalistic views. I mean, put yourself in my position, if you like, or if you was to do a broadcast later in the week and yep. The subject might raise. How would you tackle it, Dave?
I would personally, and this is, you know, I can speak personally because I'm not representing an organisation, a broadcasting organisation. You're asking me, so I will tell you.
Yes.
I could never come to terms, and I say this with the greatest respect to our friends listening
right.
This afternoon, and they said this evening, well, this evening here, of course.
Yes. What time is it, by the way, Dave?
It's just coming up to 24 minutes to 8 o'clock.
In the evening?
PM, yes.
As the sun... What time does the sun set there now in London town?
Oh, about 9:30.
Good Lord. You're about an hour ahead of us in terms of sunset. Sunsets are around about 8:20, 25 here, and it goes into the Gulf of Mexico.
Stop changing the subject.
Sorry, Dave. Anyway, so, yes.
Putting off my stride here.
Sorry, didn't I?
No, I was just going to say that I've always found it difficult. Ever since my, I was a kiddie, and I remember coming home from school and hearing the news flash, or seeing it on television at about 5 o'clock p.m. our time, about President Kennedy's assassination. Yes, I'm old enough to remember that.
Good Lord.
I was young at the time, but nevertheless, old enough to, think, gosh, the President of the United States has been assassinated.
Mm.
And ever since then, I thought to myself, no, hang on, we are supposed to live in a civilized world, the Western world. How can this... I could not get my head around that then or now. Mm. I personally, as much as I love America, I love coming to America. I've been to America, and I love visiting the States. I love visiting your country. I say your country because you're living there now. I could never reconcile myself, I don't think, to living there or to upping my roots and living in America until they change the gun laws.
Right, yes. And obviously we come from different cultures, do we not, Dave? So therefore, our way of thinking is obviously different to the natives.
I mean, America was founded
exactly
with the gun
exactly
to a great degree, wasn't it?
But you're absolutely right, Dave. But it must.
I mean, it was either kill or be killed when the pioneers went out there and tamed the West.
Right.
I guess.
Yes.
So it's very, as you say, it's ingrained in the culture, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Without being patronising.
Yeah, obviously, and
very difficult to get to solve, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Like.
The other thing, Dave, I sort of think about is, okay, you've got this right to bear arms just in case somebody does confront you with a gun.
Yeah.
Now, I've lost my trade. Oh, yes, here we go. How many lives have been saved compared with how many lives have been lost through the misuse of guns?
I'd imagine, and statistics would probably bear me out, that more lives have been lost through the
misuse
of guns.
Yeah.
Use and misuse of guns than lives saved.
Yeah, in that scenario where you're faced with someone, someone pointing a shooter at you, and obviously you want to turn it around and defend yourself.
Are you talking about accidents?
No, just that, somebody comes up to you and sticks a shooter up your nostril, Dave.
Yep.
And you've got one in your pocket light, you save yourself. How many times has that happened compared with the misuse of guns, people actually being blown away and all sorts of things happening?
Oh,
I don't think it happens that often, Dave.
No, you're probably right.
Anyway, Dave, since the invitation, I've now got protection here at the studio.
Yeah.
It's
really.
Yeah, it's. I've got. It's a cat. It's Tiddles.
Tiddles. Oh, Tiddles.
Tiddles. Yes. And I tell you, Dave. It is Tiddles. Tiddles, meow for us. Come on, Tiddles.
Oh, pussy! Come on here, pussy.
There you go. Did you hear that?
Yep, I did.
Did you? Now...
Do they call cats pussies in America?
I don't think so, Dave, no.
Oh, right, OK. I just thought that when I said it, I thought this is a very British expression here. We call cats pussies.
We do. And quite often you can hear people out in their garden going, here, puss, puss, puss. Fortunately, I haven't got a garden. I've got Tiddles now, of course. And,
yes.
Here we
go. Well, I hope you've got, you've got suitable arrangements in the studios for Tiddles to do his Tiddles.
And, well, I think you agree
otherwise
that...
Otherwise, you might end up with a...
Tiddles again. I think you'll agree, Dave, that feline friend of mine has got quite a terrifying meow there. I think it could, you know, would put the fear of God into any man that would, or woman, or whoever, who wishes, fancies their chances taking me on.
Yes, I somehow think that Fiddle might end up stroking himself along the intruder's trousers.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, well, so
rubbing his back along. I think he sounds a bit too tame.
No, don't let the sound. I mean, you can't necessarily judge a book by its cover, as we say. That's it, Tiddles. You tell him.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that was
quite
butch
there, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes. What have you done?
Nothing.
Did you feed him a bit of raw meat there, or?
Actually, I don't know if it's a him or a her. It's got one of those strange-looking faces. Actually, I don't think Tiddles really knows whether he's a he or a her.
No,
but that's
another. Politically correct.
But that's another story, Dave. Dave.
It's a henpecked cat. No, we better not go into this.
No. All right. And moving along swiftly, Dave. Dave, you might remember.
Talking about political correctness.
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
Yet another familiar phrase has fallen foul of PC in this country.
Yes.
Recently, the term "accident black spot" has now been officially banned by the Gloucestershire County Council for fear it might be deemed, guess what, racist. Road signs are being changed to accident hotspot, and staff have been told not to use offending words in documents.
Now, here's another can of worms you're opening up this time, Dave.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, of course it is.
We're interactive media here, aren't we?
Yes, we are, even if it is international via the Best of British satellite.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, Dave, are you offended by the phrase whitewash?
No.
And nor am I.
No.
And guess what colour I am?
Well, probably that's debatable, because I haven't seen you since you've been basking in the Florida sunshine, so you're probably a lot darker than I saw you last time.
Possibly, yes. but, you know, again, with the
people. Just the dirt.
David, you know I shower at least twice a day. Mainly on my own, though. That's another story. Getting back onto the PC thing, you know, over here it's either you're either black or you're African American.
Yeah.
And I said to this guy, who happened to be black, African American, whatever. I said, look, what are you?
Because it's Afro-Caribbean.
Of course, yes, which is the predominant black race, I guess.
Yeah.
I said, are you black or are you Afro-Caribbean? He said, well, I'm black, I guess. I don't know, whatever. You know, I don't care, sort of thing. I said, well, I didn't want to offend you. He said, well, it's not me. It's the other sort of thing. You know, he wasn't bothered one way or the other.
Mm.
And I get a feeling it's possibly these do-gooders, people that think it might upset. You know, people that don't want to rock the boat and probably reading a lot more into it, making a mountain out of a molehill. Possibly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this little particular situation with the accident black spot. It's a funny story, actually, because the reaction to it from a local politician, he describes the change by Gloucestershire Council as PC madness. He said all this kind of talk does is create racial difficulties where they never existed before.
Exactly. I agree with that, I think.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, okay. Dave, I think we'll pause for some music here. Now, you might remember some time ago, as predicted here on the Best of British, we predicted that the Eurovision Song Contest winner would be
oh yes, the sort of dubious person.
Yes, the gal, Dana International, the Israeli lady who was an Israeli fella years and years ago. Well, yes. Guess what, Dave? We have that record right here and now.
All right.
Well, that's it. There is no more as we look back. Yeah, Best of British. That was back in 1998. With Dave Gregory. May he rest in peace. I'd like to think he's there with PY, and they're amongst their beloved soul stars. And of course, we had a review of 2018. But before I go, this is how it finished for the taxi trade.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. I don't know whether to laugh or cry as I make my way back to the cab. That's it. I don't think there's any more. The end of industrial action for today. I think for this week, till Christmas. But then we're back, January, Tottenham Court Road. Shots have been fired across bows. All right.
Well, that really is it. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to the Best of British, our first... Best of British mode, sorry. I meant the Mick the Brit broadcast, the first of 2019. And as the action picks up, the pace picks up, we'll be bringing it to you here. And of course, we'll have some more of the Best of British. On Radio Bits with Mick the Brit. Have yourself a good one. We're back with you round about the same time next week. Till then, have yourself a good one. Ta-ra.